Then, almost simultaneously, came the news that both missions had failed. As they approached the great galactic fires and felt the massed warmth of a trillion suns, the two explorers died. Their vital circuits overheated and lost the superconductivity essential for their operation, and two mindless metal hulks drifted on toward the thickening stars. But before disaster overtook them, they had reported on their problems. Without surprise or disappointment, the Mother World prepared its second attempt. And a million years later, its third, and its fourth, and its fifth. Such unwearying patience deserved success, and at last it came in the shape of two long, intricately modulated trains of pulses pouring in, century upon century, from opposite quarters of the sky. They were stored in memory circuits identical with those of the lost explorers, so that for all practical purposes, it was as if the two scouts had themselves returned with their burden of knowledge. That their metal husks had in fact vanished among the stars was totally unimportant. The problem of personal identity was not one that had ever occurred to the planetary mind or its